Right, let's start off with some football news. Orlando Pirates completed a Soweto derby double against rivals Kaizer Chiefs, thanks to Buccaneers young striker Relebogile Mofokeng's heroics to claim a 2-1 win. Now, Coco Melon, as the 20-year-old is known, combined with Dion Hotto to drive a left-footed shot through a crowded penalty area to find the back of the net. Sea Robbers coach Jose Rivera believes his team coped well under the pressure put on by Makosi.
I think in the second half we were more close to the football that we've been playing along the season, and that gave us the proper control, the more chance created, and the possibility to score a second goal, and then in transitions and also against the Chiefs' pressure to create, I think, at least 3-4 good chances to get a little bit more of advantage.
Now, the two sides will meet yet another time, this time at the Moses Mabhida Stadium for the Nedbank Cup final this coming weekend. Staying with football, Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta says their 2-1 Premier League defeat to Bournemouth has created a lot of rage, frustration and anger they need to harness. Now, his side take on PSG in the second leg of their Champions League semi-final in midweek. But the Spaniards also aware they're not yet assured of a top five finish.
Mathematically, we are not qualified. We haven't earned the right to finish second yet, so we still have a lot to do. Yeah.
Aston Villa are level on points with fifth following a 1-0 win over Fulham. Recently crowned champions Liverpool head to Chelsea today. Newcastle are at Brighton. Brentford take on Manchester United, while West Ham face Tottenham. And then over to some tennis now. British number one Jack Draper will hope to continue his recent rise by adding another ATP Tour title to his name today. He's taking on Norway's Casper Ruud in the final of the Madrid Open. Draper won at Indian Wells earlier in the year and says he'll have to be at his best.
That match is going to be a real, real challenge for me, but I'm ready. You know, experiencing playing someone like Lorenzo, I'm ready for that challenge. I feel confident.
Shifting to F1 to close, Britain's Lando Norris will have to overtake defending world champion Max Verstappen if it's to win Formula One's Miami Grand Prix today. And the McLaren, who won yesterday's sprint race, was pipped to pole by the Red Bull. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports team, I'm Faila Crouch.